V'doifnei demona. Halacha is the kemitza. After you take a kemitza from the mincha, you have to put it into a kli shoris. That's what's mekadesh the kemitza. Now, putting it in normal way is you put it down on the bottom of the kli. What about if you take this kemitza that you have in your hand, this dough made from flour and oil? What about if you stick it on the side of the kli? You don't put it on the bottom of the kli like normal, but you stick it to the side of the kli. Heis dovke lekoimetz bedoifnei demona mai. Toich kli binon, is it enough just to have it inside the kli buika? And here you have it inside the kli. I do, but maybe no. Hanocha betoicha ketikno binon. You have to put it down in a normal way of putting it down in the kli. For whole lekin, here you don't have a normal manner. Because the normal manner is to put it down to the bottom of the kli. Here you're not putting it down on the bottom, you're only putting it down to the side. So maybe this is no good. Teiku, again, the Gemara obliged by a suffix. Remember, most of the pasuk like this. That the suffix is that lechila don't do it, but the evado is kosher. Boi ma baravashi. Avche lemone. What's going to be if you turn the whole kli upside down? Vedovke lekaimis barisei. And you're like stuck now, this kemitza, you put the end inside the kli and all the way on top. So lemais, it's taka stuck to the bottom of the kli. But just the kli is upside down. So is that also good? Demona ma, what's the locha? Hanocha b'teche bina v'ika. Is it enough that the kemitza gets inside the kli and that you have here? Or do, maybe no. Hanocha ketikno bina v'leka. You have to have hanocha the way it's supposed to be done, and this is not a normal way of putting it down. Take what the Gemara obliged by Sofik. Gemara says, boi rapopo. Rapopo asks another question. Molei chofnav shomu. That we say in Yom Kippur, you have to have two handfuls worth of the keteris. Mechukais, does it mean exactly two handfuls? And as soon as the top of the fingers, you like flatten it down. It has to be a flattened out two handfuls. Oy gedushas, or else no, it's like piled up. It comes to a point on top. It's piled up on top of your two handfuls. That's also called part of the keteris. Is omalei rababa the rabashi? So rababa told rabashi, toshma, come on, bring you, I'll tell you what the locher is. And then it's like this. Molei chofnav shomru. That it was said that on Yom Kippur, you have to have your two handfuls. Molei chofnav shomru. Loi mechukis. Not that it's like flattened down and exactly the filling of two fingers, of two handfuls. For loi gedushas, and not that it's piled up to the top of it. Ela tefufis. But rather just to be like, not stingy. In other words, a little bit more than the top of your two fingers. That's called tefufis. A little bit more. That's all. But not really all the way like gedusha, all the way piled up to the top. Like Rashi says, to full voice, loshen dover tzaf begoivitz, a little bit on top of your finger, on your hand. Mat, kemoyad yatzvot otzvuch, but not mamash like gedushas, which means like piled up till it comes to a point all the way on top. That no. Just a little bit above the hand. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off Menches Amar Aleph. Like one third down. Tanan Hosam, we learned over there, Gemara and Zvochim, that Nishbach Hadam al Ritzpah. Let's say after you made the Shechita on the Korban, the blood spilled straight onto the floor. The Yosfu, and then you collected it together in the Kli Shavis, is a Loch Apostle. That's not called the Kabbalah. Hey, the Kabbalah Sadam has to be you receive the Dam directly from the neck of the animal, the blood goes straight into the Kli. What about min ha-kli ala ritzpa? First you receive the dam in a kli, you make a good kabbalah, and then the dam spills off onto the floor. The yos, when you collect it back and put it back into the kli shoris, the locher is kosher. You're allowed to use such dam. Fred Gemar minohan emili. How do we know this chilek? How do we know that the blood has to come directly from the animal, from the korban, straight into the kli shoris for the kabbalah? You can't let it first fall on the floor and then be mekablet. The Torah Rabbonim, the Brisa says like this. The Pasuk says, V'lokach midam ha-par. This is like the Avodas Kabbalah. You have to take the dam from the par. So first we dash, what does it mean, dam ha-par? That means midam ha-nefesh. What type of blood is good for the Kabbalahs of the dam? In order to make a Zerika, that's the dam that the nefesh comes out from. V'loy midam ha-or, not just dam, the blood that comes out from a cut that you cut in the skin. V'loy midam ha-tamsis. And not from the blood that comes out either before or after the behemoth is like dead. After the nefesh comes out, the last blood that drips out, that's no good for kapara. You have to have the dam ha-nefesh, the blood, the big gush of blood that comes out, b'shan shchita, that we say it like dies through this gush of blood coming out. Now we darshan, the pasuk says, v'lokach midam ha-par. So we say midam ha-par means
Dam mehapar yikablenu. You have to receive, accept the blood from the par itself. In other words, we like, even though the pasuk says midam, the mem is on the word dam, we take the mem off the word dam and put it onto the next word hapar and read it like dam mehapar. The blood has to come directly from the par itself. Why do we do this? Because the salka daitach, if you want to tell me, let's dashen it the way it says right now, that midam means midam apar, means midam viafilu mixas dam. You don't have to be mekabel all the dam. No, it's enough just a little bit of the dam. If that comes into the kli, that's called a good kabbalah. Maybe that's what the pasuk is telling you. So the Gemara says, no, we can't say that. The Yomar Rabbi Yehuda said like this, that hamekabel tzorech shekabelas kol damai. Whoever makes the kabbalah sadam, lechetchila, you have to be mekabel all the blood that comes out of the shechita. Shopar. How do we know this? Shenema, the pasuk says, v'yeskol adam hapar yishofech ha'yisoid mizbach. That all the blood, leftover blood, you should spill to the yisoid of the mizbach. So, b'zayit mashmi, you have to have a kabbalah on all the dam. Elish ramino, so since you have to have a kabbalah to mekabel all the dam that comes out of the animal, so what's the pshat from the word midam hapar? Elish ramino, my midam hapar, that means change around the mem and read it like dam mehapar yikablenu. You have to be mekabel the blood directly from the par itself, if not if it falls on the floor. Uksavran, this Tana holds that gurin or masifin, you're allowed to take off the mem from one word, or masifin, put it onto the next word, vidarshan, and you can make such a drosha, like we're saying here. Velokach midam hapar means take the mem and read it the dam and put the mem onto the next word, hapar, mehapar. Dam mehapar, the dam has to be received directly from the par itself. Nothing more says, Boyira Papa, Nispazir Hakteris, Mimloye Chofnov Mahu. It's on Yom Kippur, after the Kohen Gadol made the Moly Chofnov, the two handfuls worth of the Kteris, before he put it into the calf, it spilled on the floor. What's the halacha? Is the allowed to collect it together again or not? What's the shaila? Yodoy Kitzavah Behem Medomi. Do we say the hand of the Kohen Gadol is considered like the neck of the animal Upsula? But just like by the neck after Shechita, the dam has to come directly from the neck of the behem of the carbon into the klisharis. So here also, the k'teris has to come directly from the hands of the kohen gadol into the calf. Or idulma, maybe no. To klisharis dummy. I'll tell you here, the hands of the kohen gadol itself is considered like a klisharis. For leip sula, and therefore it doesn't become possible. So the Gemara says, take the Gemara's mesupik. What's the halacha when the kohen gadol puts the k'teris into his hands? Is that like the Gemar Dover and it's kosher? It doesn't matter if it falls on the floor anymore. Or else, no, still you have to put it into the calf. Before it goes into the calf, it would become possible. And the Ritva speaks out that the Gemara does not ask the Shaila by Menochis. What about the Kemitza? After the Kohen takes the Kemitza from a Mincha, now the Loch really has to put it into a Klisharis. What would be the Loch there if it falls on the floor before he puts it into the Klisharis? So the Ritva says that over there for sure it would be possible. Because by a mincha, the halacha is you have to put the kemitza into a kli sharis. So for sure the hand there is considered like the neck, and the kli is considered like the kabbalah. Mashenkin over here, by molech hofna, by Yom Kippur, like really the Gemara said before yesterday's blood, that mikar adin, it would be alright just to carry the chfinam, to carry the two handfuls worth of the kteris the way it is into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You don't really have to put it into a kli sharis, into a kaf. The only reason why we do it is because it's not practical. There's no other way the Kohen Gadol could carry both the Kteris and the coals into the Kodesh HaKadoshim together. But it's not a real halacha that you have to have the Klisharis. So that's why here, by Moli Chofna, the Gemara is Mesupik. And therefore the Gemara applies by Tekum. Like maybe that we put it into the calf is not called really like a Klisharis. And therefore it's kosher, even though it would fall on the floor. So Gemara applies by Tekum. Boyer Rapopper, of course, Rapopper has another Shaila. Chishev v'chafinois k'teres mahu. He's peshat the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Does the chfino takes his two handfuls of the k'teres? He has the wrong machshava. In his mind, he thinks with the machshava's pigle. The mashli thinks that he's not going to burn the k'teres today on Yom Kippur, but he has in mind right now, peshat he's doing the chfino to burn it tomorrow first. So that's called the machshava's pigle. That by a korban or by a mincha, for sure it's possible. The question is, though, now b'shas the avoid of chafinom, is it also possible or not? So the Gemara says like this: Mi amrina, do we say yalef molei molei mi mincha? That we learn out the gzera shava molei that it says by molei chafnov and molei that it says by kemitzom, that mahosam just like by a mincha mahanya ba machshava. There's a loch, like Rashi will soon see the posik, that there's a psum achshav even by a mincha. Hey, so mincha has the same loch like a korban shlomim. Just like by a korban shlomim, if a shah shchit or any one of the dalar avoidis, you think to do the achilo, lomocha, the wrong time, it's a psul pigulchal, who are then by mincha also, b'shash you make the kemitza, or the aktara of the kemitza, if you have the wrong machshav, to eat it the wrong day, is also chal a psul pigul. So once we learn out the word mole mole, by chrina would also have the psul pigul. It's hachinam imahan yibo machshava. Oi loi, the other tatas maybe no. Maybe either you don't make the gzera shava mole mole, or even if you do make the gzera shava, maybe it's only for the lochias of how to make the kemitza, that you have to have a hand and not a kli. Mashenkin hilchas machshava, you don't learn out one from the other. Because maybe it's only an avoidus in a korban, or an avoid in a mincha. Mashenkin the avoidus by the terrorist, maybe that does not make a pigle. That's the Gemara Sofik. Yes, Gemara says, Omalei Rav Simi Barashi Rav Popo, Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you Raya. Hoysef Rav Akiva was Moisef added on to a din like this, that Hakoimitz, or else the Gersa should be Haselis, the flower from the Mincha, the Akteris, or else the Kteris, the Halavoino, that we use by the Lechem Aponim, the Agicholim, or else the coals, Shim Nogat Ful Yoim Bemiktosin. If it's Ful Yoim, that means somebody was Tomei, touched the Sheretz, and he went to the Mikvah. So the locher is for kotshim, he's still tummy until it comes nighttime. Until it comes a tzeitik achovim. So this tful yoim now touched part of the keteris, a part of the levoin, a part of the gecholim, is posel as kulon. He passels all of it, what's inside the kli. So Rashi learns, this is really Gemara in Chagigah, that says that shakli mitzarev kol masher b'teichai. Anything you have inside one kli, one vessel, the vessel itself is mitzarev, makes everything inside it like one piece. Therefore, even though really when the Tful Yerim touches one piece of the Keteris, only that piece should become Tomei, and not the rest of it, because the Tful Yerim only makes possible what he touches. But what he touches can't be Matam or something else. Still, we say whatever's inside one Kli is considered like Mitzurif, as like together, like it's one piece, and therefore it's all Tomei. Now, Sigmara says, Kasalka Daita, the Havaminer is, that Mid Apostle Tful Yerim, since we see it has Kedusha, like once you put the Keteris and Levoina and the Gecholim in a Kli, the Kli was in the Kaddish these things, therefore it has a loch like Hegdish, that if a Tful Yam touches it, it becomes Posel, is Posel or Namilina. Who are then if you leave it overnight, it would also become Posel. That's the loch. Anything that has Kedusha on it, you have to use it that day. If you leave it over till the next morning, it becomes Posel. So Mel says, Svara, since that a Tful Yoim touches it, it becomes Tomei, who then it has enough Kedusha on, that if you leave it overnight, it should become a Psulina. And now the Svara is, Omida Lina Poslo, since if you leave it overnight, it has a Psulina, I tell you, Poslo Nami Machshava, who then just a thought, not that you really left it overnight, but just Bishash you did the Keteris, you had in mind right now, that you first want to burn the Keteris tomorrow, that also with Paso the Keteris, you can't use it anymore. That's what the Gemara comes out over here, that Machshava does help Peshas Tachfina when you're making the Keteris. So Rashi says, Kosakotai the Midapostle Tful Yoim, Alma, what do we see? Kitsha HaKli Kedusha Zaguf. When it came into the Kli, it has Kedusha Zaguf on it. Is Postle Namilina, who then has enough Kedusha that the Psulina was also Chal on it? Vechiv on the Postle Lina, Postle Nami Machshavas Lina. That's the Gemara Svarim. That since if you leave it overnight, Mamish, it would become possible, who are there now just a thought to do it also passes it. Kishachishav liaktiru lamocher. The kashali, Rashi has shver, the shafi lamastisin de milo, that in, the light of kashav, leave this. That's the Gemara's maskonim. Now the Gemara says, boy rapopo, rapopo, klesha like this. Boy rapopo. Chishav